Hey y'all, welcome to B-Sides and Deep Dives, a podcast that celebrates music that's off the beaten path, on the other side of the record. Remember back in the vinyl days when all the radio songs were on the front side of that record? But the treasures, they were on the other side, the B-side. And in our modern music landscape, there is nothing better than finding an old school artist or long forgotten song on a deep dive. I'm Lisa, a recovering Columbia House member with multiple musical personalities, and I require a playlist for every mood.
And I'm Taya, a recovering mixtape maker and musical overthinker. Thanks again for tuning in to B-Sides and Deep Dives. We hope you like what you hear and that we bring a little bit of joy into your day. And if you do like what you hear, connect with us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Spotify, the exclusive home for B-Sides and Deep Dives playlists.
Y'all, we want to invite you to come along on our musical journey. There are several ways to interact with us on social media, and it makes it that much more fun. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and our actual blog, which is on WordPress, are all ways that you can share your feedback. In fact, one of our aunts, who bears an uncanny resemblance to Dionne Warwick, has recently chimed in with a request for us to do a post on The Genius of Ray Charles. My favorite nurse, Tommy, always shows love for us on his Facebook pages, and Frijolito, we cannot forget Frijolito. He wants more content. So for 2021, our plan is Mo Better content. You've heard of Mo Better Blues? Well, now you're going to hear Mo Better content. So please keep the feedback coming and reach out to us as we continue down this journey.
This episode is all about a musical genre that is close to our hearts. It's probably most appropriately called soft rock, but these days it's more affectionately or pejoratively known as yacht rock. Mm-hmm. Whether you call it soft rock or use the more controversial term, for us this was just the music that was on the radio. Good songwriting with a guitar groove and singers who sang from their souls.
Yeah, and we are stands for this music. It really has a spot in our heart. And every way we tried to cut this list, we just couldn't. In fact, every time I went back to the well, I found another song. I even solicited recommendations from friends, and that just gave me more songs to add. We love this whole entire playlist because it is literally a vibe, as the kids say. It is a portal to another time in music and radio. I almost want to hear Casey Kasem with that standard DJ voice from the 70s and 80s when all DJs talked with the same voice. That is a part of this whole entire vibe. So when you listen to this playlist, pick your favorite DJ and let him or her play in your head.
This is probably the biggest list yet, with over 60 songs and nearly five.
I thought it was 80, so we're good.
That is not 80, it's 60. Well, 65. Okay. We just had a hard time cutting this list down. We may shade it down later, but right now it is the equivalent of a double album. Yes. So here are some of our standout songs from this epic list.
And I'll go first because we have lots of songs on this list, but I'm gonna start slow. I want to talk about a song by Bobby Caldwell called Coming Down From Your Love. It has that same vibe that a Toto song has with the piano in the beginning. I think it's Love Isn't Always On Time. But this
Hold the Line.
Hold the Line. Yes, thank you. This song, Coming Down From Your Love, is really... it's perfect for this playlist and for so many other reasons. But the reason many people may not be familiar with it is because it's on the same album as Open Your Eyes. And that was his hit that year. And really, at this point, he was really looking for hits. He had really like knocked out the park with What You Won't Do, Do for Love. This song was way more poppy than that. And I think it really speaks to how complicated it was being a blue-eyed soul singer back in those days. And he was always walking that fine line. Okay, I'm getting wordy, but bear with me. 99 by Toto on this list right
yes.
here.
Yes.
There are those of us who will forever believe that this is a song for our favorite character from Get Smart, Maxwell's love interest, 99. But it turns out this song is actually more connected to a George Lucas movie. Back before Star Wars and all that, he made a movie called THX 1138. It's about a dystopian society where people have lost their individuality and their meaningful connections. That might hit a little close to home right now. My third standout from this playlist is The Tin Man by America.
Ugh, love this song.
America had so many songs. They could have been on here for forever. They come out the gate an album before this with the hit Horse with No Name and Ventura Highway, which to me is just like Yacht Rock 101. Yeah. But for this album, this project, they worked with the producer George Martin, who also worked with the Beatles. And there was something about how this song feels a little rushed, but it's still right in the groove. And in all of my deep diving, the phrase I want to hold up for your consideration when thinking about all these groups, but really America's notorious for it, is endless stream of consciousness. When you deep dive into Yacht Rock, you will discover some of the most complicated and meaningful lyrics in music played on the radio back in those days. I mean, they were transcendental. Some songs are religious. It's just, but the wordsmanship is what I think makes this genre so touching for us.
Absolutely. And speaking of wordsmanship and just the craft of songwriting, the first song that I want to point you to in this list is Edith and the Kingpin from Joni Mitchell's The Hissing of Summer Lawns in 1975. Talk about a wordsmith. Oh my goodness. It has one of the best musical intros in a song. To me, it almost sounds like someone kind of slyly and carefully but coolly entering a room. And she's really, it's almost a novel set to music. And it has one of the best lines I've ever heard in a song. The passed over girls are conferring. It's a beautiful song. She's really telling you just a really clear linear story through this music. So I definitely want to give that to you. The second is The Last Ride from Todd Rundgren, sort of self-titled Todd, from 1974. My really close colleague at work introduced me to Todd Rundgren. Shout out to Kathy Keating.
Hey, Kathy. I
am 100% certain he would not characterize his music as yacht rock at all. I know it. But it carries those same hallmarks.
Yeah.
That sense of like a kind of a driving guitar, soulful vocals. And I really love the sort of let's just kiss and say goodbye kind of theme of this song.
Mm-hmm.
And also what really makes me love it is when I discovered this song is when I realized how big of an influence he had on Hall and Oates. Like I did not know that vocal sound that I was hearing, where it came from. And he is one of the influences on that group. So it's special for a lot of reasons. So definitely give that a listen. And of course the last one has to be probably the Yacht Rock Kings, well, them and Kenny Loggins, is by Steely Dan. It's Night by Night from their 1974 project Pretzel Logic, which has Ricky Don't Lose That Number, which is like
Don't Lose That Number.
Yeah, which is probably in the essential Yacht Rock canon of songs.
Yeah.
But what I love about Night by Night is even though I tend to like Steely Dan's more jazzy, kind of soul edge leaning music, what I loved about this song is just the really hard kind of rock guitar groove that really dominates the song.
Yeah.
And it just gives you all of those touches, you know, the guitar, the groove, you know, and then of course you have sort of Donald Fagen's idiosyncratic, you know, singing style. You know him anywhere.
Anywhere.
You hear him on the radio. You know.
If I was working at McDonald's and he came through the drive-thru.
Exactly. And he sung something, you would know that is him. One of the most unique voices in music. But that's what I love about Night by Night. It's just that hard rock groove. So we recommend those to you. Definitely give them a listen. As well as the other 60 plus songs on the
list. And hey, I just want, if you're a fan of the Janet Jackson collabs with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, not Control the Rhythm Nation, but in the 2000s, I think she had an album called Anita Joe. There's another like self-titled album.
Janet, that's
what it's called. you can hear nuances of the sounds that inspired many of her hits are straight off this playlist. Ventura Highway and Daisy Jane, both by America, are obvious ones. There's also a song on here, the America song on here. I'm going to encourage you to listen to it and tell me the Janet Jackson song, the intro, just lifted ever so carefully. Jay-Z samples America in a song called Hollywood, which America also called Hollywood. It is a hauntingly beautiful song. I didn't realize how influential their song was, but their sound was. But and if you like The Smiths or Counting Crows or The Cure, you can hear those same chords in a lot of the songs and the artists that are on this playlist. Did you want to make a comment here, Taya, about how yacht rock is neither a compliment nor an insult?
I could throw that out there. One of the things that came up as we were putting this list together, in addition to the fact that we have too many songs, is even the term yacht rock, right?
Yeah.
I use it lovingly. You know, I am a yacht rock stan.
I struggle with it.
My co-host struggles with it. And I only learned not too long ago that many of the artists that are considered yacht rock actually do not like the term.
Right.
And it is considered by some of them and was used pejoratively sort of to imply maybe not only that it isn't real rock music, because whenever there's a modifier added to, you know, the actual genre, it's to indicate that it's not quite, you know, the original article, if you will.
Right. Neo soul would be another example of that.
Exactly. Exactly. So the fact that it was called yacht rock was already to indicate, this is not really true rock music. And then to refer to it with the word yacht, also, you know, there's the implication of privilege, of ease, of snotty, you know, snooty wine and cheese entitled people, you know, listening to this, you know, on their
on their
yachts.
So that's kind of how we came up with the name for this this playlist as well, because when you're on a yacht, you ain't listening to rock.
You're not listening to Motley Crue? You're not listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No.
Okay.
No, you're not. I think, but as this section winds down, I just think that what came to mind when you talk about the Steely Dan song is the same way I feel about some Toto songs. There are Toto songs that are jazzy, harmonic, melodious, and there are some that are rock songs. And Toto kind of fell into a rock category, but then there's like several songs on this playlist where you're like, oh my God, that like their ability was, they were a band, they were musicians. And same with Steely Dan, you know, there's some harder edged ones. We've also had to talk about the Doobie Brothers, which, you know, they're kind of a Southern rock band before our favorite bearded,
right,
husky voice man comes along. And like, there's a hard left in their sound category, but you could have Steely Dan albums, Toto albums, Doobie Brother albums from different years and have totally different music.
That's true. They wouldn't even seem like they were in the same genre. In addition to the songs that we recommended as standouts, gems and jams from the list that we want you to pay particular attention to.
I'll go first. And it really is to piggyback on some of your commentary earlier about bassline. There's a Kool & the Gang song that came to my attention called You Don't Have to Change. It hits all the right notes to qualify for this genre. And one of the things you'll notice from this playlist in general is the absence of what we'll call soul musicians. And that's because, well, we love the bass line just a little bit more. But this Kool & the Gang song, it makes the cut. There's also some Rufus and Shaka on here. But if you're looking for that gritty soul band sound, this playlist ain't for you. You know, Confunction and groups like that were also doing their thing. But for the sake of yacht rock, with the exception of the song you mentioned previous, Taya, and with the inclusion of some Ambrosia, and specifically Living on My Own, which is on this yes. playlist and one of my gems and jams, they're on the funkier side. But there's something about the vocals on the Ambrosia hit that are distinct to this genre. My last offerings for gems and jams has to be Andy Gibb. Oh. And Everlasting Love is a hit, so it's not really a B-side, but that Thicker Than Water,
man,
Thicker
listen.
Than Water. That Thicker Than a Snicker, Thicker Than Water. It has that distinctive BG vibrato that we love so much. And although he has the range to go higher, the register on this song is everything.
Yeah, I love that. I really, really love that song. And it's just such a... Yeah, it's you always get scared with the Bee Gees that you're like, no, this isn't a disco list, but it's so, it very much is in line with yacht rock.
Yes.
Some other gems and jams I want you to pay attention to is the Sailor Song by a group called Pages from 1979's Future Street. Has a great blend, that great blend of rock guitar, groove, soulful harmonies that are kind of quintessential to yacht rock. And I recommend all the songs by Pages on the list. There's something so laid back about these songs that really evokes like fondue and floor pillows. It really is a whole vibe.
Yeah.
Taking It Back from Toto's self-titled debut in 1978. Everything.
Just Toto.
Stop right there.
Can we have a Toto moment? They are okay. Everything. Because, you know, Toto was just a group of studio musicians who always ended up on every song you can think of that you loved back in those days, who figured out, hey, we're so good together. Let's make a band.
Exactly. Exactly. Very much that LA scene of studio musicians. I believe some of them played on some Steely Dan songs.
Yeah.
You know, they're definitely a part of the landscape at that time. But when they came out as a group, we've got quite a few Toto songs on this list.
Yeah, we
do. I like Taking It Back in particular because I really love kind of the almost futuristic sound that it starts you with, and then you're dropped right into quintessential yacht rock, and it's just such a good song, and then plays out with a great like sort of drum and guitar crescendo. Another song, of course, by my yacht rock king, Kenny Loggins, from 1978's Night Watch. I'll fight you about Kenny Loggins. Just putting that out there. Don't come with any Kenny Loggins slander. Wait a Little While from Night Watch, 1978. Love the just breezy vibe of this song, the flute, the soft conga drums, and of course Kenny Loggins just flat out just singing
pipes, man.
He is one of he's an incredible vocalist, and if you talk to most soul singers who were listening to music at that time, Kenny Loggins is one of their favorite vocalists. Also, as a bonus, my cousin and co-host introduced me to a great song that is now definitely one of my yacht rock jams by Little River Band, The Night Owls,
girl,
from 1981.
It has that
harmony, it has that groove, it has that guitar that I love about the genre. It's just, It's everything. So there's so much good stuff on this playlist. Please, please, please check it out. Listen. And by all means, let us know your gems and jams.
Yeah. I know that this, we're coming up on the part where we kind of talk about the special nuances of yacht rock. And we also want to hit on the groups that didn't make it. But I almost want us to at least skip to the hits first and see if we can bring the peepers along the journey.
Sure.
Because one of the things that I heard you mentioning in another song that I talk about later is just the futuristic vibe. The thing about yacht rock, for me, just on a lyrical and overly, I'm an overthinker, so just understand that,
yeah,
is a lot of their lyrics were borderline. Okay, so bear with me, people. You know how you know people right now who are like conspiracy theorists about all kinds of hidden, secret, deep, dark agendas? The yacht rock schematica, and I'm not sure that's a word, don't come for me, was very futuristic. Like, cats really thought that we'd be flying by now and astral projecting and finding portals, and a lot of deep cuts on the in the genre have a very starry Age of Aquarius vibe, because, you know, yacht rock comes in late 70s, early 80s. And I want people to think about songs they didn't know were yacht rock. And so now, Ty, I'm doubling back to some of the people we left off. Air Supply, REO Speedwagon, even some Rufus and Shaka, but even some women like Melissa Manchester might have been another woman who could have been on this list. Dionne Warwick, for sure. Like, there
you
aren't a lot of
so?
Women. Name some women yacht rockers.
Okay, so I think that's a fair point. I definitely would not put Dionne Warwick here.
But Heartbreaker with the Bee Gees was yacht rocky.
Why do
yes.
you have to be a
right.
heartbreaker?
But I think that's because she's with the Bee Gees. I don't think that's her.
Not even her Solid Gold days?
No.
Deja Vu?
Definitely not Deja Vu.
Okay,
Deja
what you
Vu
got?
Is not yacht rock.
Okay, so
let's pause here, because what I think, there's a couple of ways we could take this. First, we could talk about the, you know, absence of women on the list. I think that could be attributed to a lot of things. I think I do struggle sometimes. There's some people who sonically I might put on here, or there might be songs of theirs I'd put on here. But for example, you would never consider Fleetwood Mac yacht rock, and I'm not sure why.
Maybe.
So that's...
I think they should. And I think definitely, the female vocal-led Fleetwood Mac songs should be considered. Yeah.
Right. So that's a possibility.
Okay.
But I think in my own brain, I do not put them there. Right. So that's one, maybe just the way that we're categorizing them.
Yeah.
Two,
I was looking for Linda Ronstadt and maybe Heart.
I would not put Heart on yacht rock. Linda Ronstadt, I think that's a fair raising of a miss from this list, but I'm not sure. I was almost thinking about a little bit of Phoebe Snow and maybe Captain and Tennille, but
Muskrat Love.
But I think for some reason I didn't end up going with them, and maybe because they're so well known. So I think that's a fair critique, that there's not enough female voices on this list. As it relates to somebody like a Dionne Warwick ending up on this list, I definitely think it has very much to do with the fact that she is considered a soul singer, that she is a Black artist. Because if you listen to some of the music of LaBelle, for example, which was on our previous podcast when we did Sisters in the Name of Love, there's definitely some music from LaBelle in the 70s that could have ended up on this list. And the difference is Patti LaBelle.
Oh, yeah. Her voice.
You know what I mean? Like, anybody singing like Patti LaBelle is not ending up on this list. So I think that's a... you know, fair point of discussion. It would be cool to hear back from our listeners, like, what do they think? You know, who have we missed?
I wanted to put the female, because we do have a lot of discussion points, y'all, and Ty and I go back and forth, like, ad nauseum, because especially with something as vague as yacht rock. Finding the B-sides is easy. Like, we can tell you the hits. I'm looking at my hits list now. There's some Stephen Bishop, Save It for a Rainy Day, Kenny Loggins' Heart to Heart, which is on this playlist, Donald Fagen's IGY, It's a Glorious Year. Clearly, he wasn't in 2020. Reminiscing by Little River Band. These are all songs that are on trend for the sound. Steely Dan, Toto, and Mr. Rundgren deserve their own list. And in fact, there is a Fast Five on Todd Rundgren. So for those of you who aren't on our Spotify list, check that out. It'll give you a quick study. But the thumbprint for this genre is the rhythm guitar, the vocals, and the tempo. And I feel like women, like if you think about the work that Barbara Streisand did, maybe with Barry Gibb, and we got nothing to be guilty of. Like that halfway out of disco, halfway into soft rock. But I think that the futuristic lyrics, I said all that to say this, the futuristic lyrics are a component of the yacht rock recipe.
Okay. I find about half and half. Some of them are futuristic, definitely certain bands. And some of them are not. Some of them are very singer-songwriter relationally.
Christopher Cross.
Yeah, right. And speaking of hits and Christopher Cross, yes, if you want to listen to an album that really, I think, typifies the sound that we're talking about, it's Christopher Cross's self-titled debut that has Sailing on it. There's some other songs that we've put on the list that are on there. I think that typifies it. Another
Even
album
the
that...
Nights Are Better.
Right.
Yeah.
Even another album that would also typify the sound, but slightly different, is Asia.
Yes.
Steely Dan's Asia. And it's
Girl,
got,
please.
You know, tons
all
of hits.
All hits. All
yeah,
hits.
All hits. Like, you can really listen to that project end to end. So if you're looking for kind of the hits of the genre, you could start with those two projects and you would be well on your way.
Absolutely. And that's what we want. We want you to be well on your way. We want you to revisit this genre of music with fresh eyes and with an appreciation for what we feel like, okay, soapbox moment, but music these days is missing. And that's really good lyrics and really good musicianship. You know, they were entire and total bands. Even though Kenny Loggins, for example, on this list is considered a solo act. Todd Rundgren is a solo act. And then a Fagen is on here too.
Yeah.
The bands and the music. And we, you know what? We are not going to go to heaven because we have not acknowledged the Brothers Doobie.
Man, listen, I was just thinking about that. Like, we have not even called their names. But they're
let the people know. Let the people know.
Their footprints are all over this list. Certainly, you know their hits, Minute by Minute, Taking It to the Streets. It keeps you running.
Real Love is on this list.
Real Love. Now that, yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? So there's a song on Michael McDonald's solo, and the same album that has I Keep Forgetting has a song, I sent it to you. Lord Jesus, I can't remember the name of the song. This is terrible. But it's got the same melody as Real Love, but it's just a little funkier. And that's why it's not on Yacht Rock. There, I said it. That's why it's not on Yacht Rock, because there's Yacht Rock has the absence of the funk. Okay, not the absence.
It's maybe not an absence of funk. To me, it's a mix, but okay. I think to your point, when you're leaning all the way into funk,
yes.
You are now, you have now left the yacht. You're
and
now
so,
departed.
And here's my example, Feel My Pain. I've worked with a lot of people who once their diagnosis diabetic, they start taking stuff out of their food. They start eating a diet that is different, but the same. So that salt and that sugar and that extra spice that they remove, that's the funk to me. But the nutrients and the core flavor of the entree, That's yacht rock. Like, it's still substantive. It's still gonna feed you. I the melody and the lyrics to me with this genre, soft rock, accommodate for what you think you're missing. Does that make sense? Am I on my New Year's Eve kick? Like, am I trying to, like, am I oversharing?
Yes, but I'm following your metaphor. I certainly am. I certainly am.
Well, we hope you guys check out this this playlist. It's as long as this podcast, if not longer.
It's longer.
And as we come to the end of what's been a very interesting year, the year we birthed our podcast, because that's what happened in a year like this where you're home alone with your computer. We want you to understand that this is of all the playlists we've done thus far, even more than the Luther playlist, this is my favorite, hands down. This is the one I've been playing
hands
nonstop.
Down. Golly. And that's crazy to say, but it is hands down my favorite.
And each playlist we love, like Sisters in the Name of Love is special for a bunch of reasons. Tina Marie, special. Luther, special. Will We Be Okay? Every playlist that Taya and I curate is special, and it comes with a lot of deliberation and intention. But the genre that they now call yacht rock is a bigger deal, I think. I know I can say this freely, Taya. It's a bigger deal than I thought it was. It takes up a huge chunk of musical space in my musical memory.
Absolutely. This is the music, as I said in the intro, this is the music that was on the radio. You know, this is what we were listening to. This is what we heard. This was part of the soundtrack of our childhood years. And I think what I love about it, in a way, is it was the music that was shared by lots of different people who might not have been listening to other kinds of music together, right? So maybe we're over here listening to funk, or we're over here listening to the blues and disco, and some other people are over here listening to hard rock and listening to, I don't know, chamber music, but we're all listening to yacht rock together. There's a little something in the genre for everyone. And even though that's part of why I feel it's special, I think that's also one of the critiques that people have of the genre and, you know, the music. So what it's worth.
For what it's worth. But if you just want to vibe, if you want to put on some music that will take you someplace else, then we invite you to go to our Spotify and click the link. The title of this playlist is Rock Played on Yachts. And it is everything. So we invite you to like, comment, and subscribe. We invite you to follow us on Spotify. That's free. You don't have to have a Spotify account. You can just put in B-Sides and Deep Dives and follow us. That way you'll get all our playlists. But this one right here, this one is something special. And as we close out this special year, we wanted to give you some special music. We can't cut it. Every song that's on this playlist, and we might add some more, because I feel as though I sent you another song in the text, that Steve Winwood song I need you to listen to. Y'all go ahead and click on the links, like, comment, and subscribe. We have a blog on WordPress, we have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and a Twitter account, and we look forward to going into 2021 with you. Be well. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. Our playlist is exclusively on Spotify, but there's a space between the letter B and the word sides. It's between the B and the S. So it's B space sides and deep dives in the search bar. Once you find us, follow us. It's free. And that way you can listen to our songs and even let us know your thoughts. You'll also be notified when we update. Did I mention that Spotify is free? So tell us what you think on social media. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We are B-Sides and Deep Dives across all platforms.
And don't forget to check out the other lists that we've posted and let us know what you think.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you on the B-Side.